and they hold the stomach. That is the shame we do know. So the master that comes in contact with the shame will become a vision. That is a kind of the incredible. So call a case of that kind of. Call a case of that kind of. Without the master, we is place of that trauma, is shame is place of the trauma. Because the shlishi, the trauma. So a shame is place of the trauma. So a shame when it comes in contact with the mashke, so it makes the mashke into a vision. Become the mashke is clear. So melee, through that nature that of the parents is no midas chasidus, and the country is a reason to say Ruach. So, but he seems there is still a mashke, and the halacha is that when mashke comes in contact with something that is stomach, even with the sheni, so then it becomes a rishi. Now, you die in Mishni is the tomb, that's the halacha. So, stand you die if they were not rituals, if you didn't wash them. So, they are sheni rituals. So, we may suppose someone will touch a mashke. Will touch a mashke with his hands that were not nitulais, so that mashke will become a rish. So that's why Havel Hanach Peiris Kmoy Naame. Ritzorich Litel Kmoy Naame. So in Meile, Koldovo Shetibule with mashke, so Ritzorich Litile. Because if the table, if something is dipped in mashke, so the droplets of that mashke would remain. Let's say if you dip a certain pear, an apple, in mashke, so the drops of the mashke will remain on the apple. So mimele, when someone will touch that apple with his hands, which are shnius l'tomeh, so then those drops that are on the apple will become a rish l'tomeh. So mimele, there is a takone that it requires nitile in order to prevent the contamination of the mashke. So Havale Hanach Peres Kmoy Naame, Ritzorich Lidil Kmoy Naame. Rinir Leforesh. Being came. So in other words, as can be seen from the end of the Kuntras, the Kuntras chart is, the Kuntras doesn't say it here. But Tesis mentions that according to the Kuntras, so the reason is why Kuntras will be much more so, because of Mitzvahs Gdush. What does it mean Mitzvahs Gdush? Now, more home than Kubo. אומר רבי ברובין, אומר רבי צור ברשי, נטיל הסדיים לחום מפני שכח תחומס, ואיד משום מצווה. מהי מצווה? מהי מצווה? אומר רבי, מצווה משמי הדיבר חכום. רובה אומר, מצווה משמי הדיבר רבלזה ונרוך. יחסיב בכל השני גם ויעזור ביודו פרישות הדומיים. So it's the asmach. But that is the basis, that is the asmach. So that means that there is a mitzvah to make, to wash the hands, to be shaitei v'yodayim b'mayim, v'yodo v'yishot b'mayim. So that's a mitzvah now. So in other words, the Rosh Nagmori is, mitzvah mishmoya. So, this is the kasha we take back. So, this is the kasha we take back. Now, Rabbi Yehmet, so it's mashma, I mean, the tasters, agrees with the sheet of Rabbi Yehmet in Broches, on the reef, in the Perikim of Law. Rabbi Yehmet says that Mitzvah Yodayim Lipas is based upon two halachas. First of all, Mitzvah Yodayim Lipas in Mechum is based upon Schachtrum. That's an Isa. Now, by Trumo, so you have to wash your hands even if you want to eat peres. Because by truma, so there is a shlishi, l'tume also. So mele, since the hachomi were gezeya, that yodayim, stam yodayim, ishlis l'tume, so the yodayim, stam yodayim, is a shame l'tume. Now, if someone wants to eat truma, peres, let's say an apple, an orange, so a kayan, let's say, wants to eat a truma, peres of truma. Now, Trumo have a shlishli tumor also. If he wouldn't wash the hands before he eats the peris of Trumo, and the Yodayim are shemili tumor, so then he'll touch the peris of Trumo, so it'll become a shlishi. So then he'll not be allowed to eat. First of all, he's not allowed even to be mitami Trumo. To mitami Trumo. And then, once he touches with his hands, which are shemili tumor, the peris of Trumo, so the peres of truma become a shlishi, so he's not allowed to eat these peres of truma. So mele achilas truma, even peres require nitilas yodai. But chum, so anetel li peres by chum, sorry, is mitilas yodai. But so the chachomim yom isake nitilas yodai by chum only in connection with pas, but not in connection with peres. And even pass above kissing, you don't have to be nitil yodai. Only pass mamish. Why? Mishum schachtum. So that's one reason. Because on its merit, there is no reason of tume. By whom? Because by whom there is no shlishi. So even if he doesn't wash his hands, and his yodai mashli is the tumor, so he touches, he doesn't wash his hands, so then when he eats, let's say the pass of whom, so it doesn't become, the pas doesn't become tummy, because the pas, by coming in contact with your dying, which are shemi, cannot become a shlishi. Only truma can become a shlishi, but not whole. So why does he have to wash his hands before he eats pas? There couldn't be any tummy either, because of schach truma. Because mishum d'leyovei lachlufe bitrumo, so in other words, if, let's say, he would be allowed to eat pas of chum, if he would be allowed to eat pas of chum without it was a dying, so he might be led into eating pas of truma also without it was a dying. And when he eats pas of truma belonging to a dying, then it will become a shlishi, it will be tomei, and will not be allowed to eat truma tmei. So because of that, mishum srach, Trumo, so the Chachomim asked even to eat chum, pas chum, when it was a dying. Now the question arises, so the Chachomim should be misakein, mishum srach trumo, even by peres also? Because by trumo, so you cannot eat even peres when it was a dying, because it becomes a shlishi. But by chum, there is no shlishi, so even by pas, we shouldn't have to wash your hands. So the Chachomim requires you to wash your hands when we could have schach tumor. Look, why won't they be sakin? That even when you eat peres chum, you should. So Rabbi Yehine Brohes, he says, Then he has the kashe, so why won't they be sake? Then the next piece he says, but also srach trumo, And by Trumo, you really have to be Neitel Yadayim, even for Peres. But why won't they get there by Chumshus and Trumo? Shein Trumo Som Nahir, El Anobi, Hashi Yosem and Yayim, Vazisi Mahashi Yosem Shemet, Shalom Nutilu Trumo Nateiro, Prish of Dvori, Vichsim Reish, Vigom Chotereish Chom Nitzavah. So since, when is the Trumo that I say only in Dokam Tira Shem Nitzor? So what is Dogon? That's past. And then Kirish Mitzor, so then it is Yayin and Chemet. So the only thing of Eichri that he really is Chayet in Trumis in the Raise is Pas, Dogon. So because of that, the Chachomim only were Misakin and Kirish and Ayin Mishmishach Trumo by Pas. Because only by Pas, Trumo is in the Raise. My favorite Trumo is on the Rabbah. But the Shidah Zaramba means that by all Peiris, Achayev b'trumis u'maisches b'deraise. The Levush says that the Kori to the Rambam is in the Kuf Nuches. The Levush says that the Kori to the Rambam is in the Zwei the Chachomim who are misakin only by Pas the Tirosh Edayim Shem Sach Trumo and not by Peres, but by Trumo itself, even Peres required Tirosh Edayim. He says because Pas is something that is eaten normal. I mean, Peres is not eaten so many times a day. So Pas is more common. The Achille of Pas. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakin gavichum nitilas yadayim only by pas, not by pits. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol shetivule dimashti, tzorch nitilas yadayim, peiru shikar nitilas yadayim, huskun ala pas, shenechaz yadayim, shantilo yim shusrach trumo, virei wa trume sein ala pas, avu lepeire sein tzorch nitilas yadayim, shin trumo sum nateir. Now the question arises, why won't the Chachomim misakin? Why won't the Chachomim misakin Yadayim Mishum by Mashkin? On the contrary, by whom? So there couldn't be any, because there is no Shlishi in an Eichel. There is no Shlishi in Chol. So, and but by Pas we won't misakin Mishum Schach Trumo, but by Mashkin they should be misakin. Whenever someone drinks water, the Chachomim should be misakin that he has to be, well, any mashke, that he should be neitles yodo, because mashke, if the mashke comes in contact with yodayim, so then the mashke becomes a rishon. So the Chachomim should be misakin neitles yodayim for siyas mashke. So Rabbi Yehuda says the reason is why the Chachomim were not misakin. Nitilas Yodayim for Sias Mashkin, even though Mashkin has the Chumre, that even when he touches the Yodayim, Misheni, it becomes a Rishon, and that is something that could take place. So this contamination of Mashke could take place in Chum also, if he'll touch the Mashke, because a normal person doesn't touch Mashke. When a person eats an Eichel, so he comes in contact with an Eichel. But when a person drinks a Mashke, he doesn't touch the Mashke. He drinks the Mashke from a cup, from a glass. So Mimela, it's not conducive to the contamination of the Mashke, the drinking, as much as the Achille of Eichlin is conducive. It's conducive to the contact with the Eichel. So because of that, the Chachon Mu'alat Misaki. But for the same reason that they were not Misaki, Nitilas Yodayim Ligabei Shias Mashkin, because when a person drinks a mashke, he drinks it from a cup, not with his hands. So, but if a person wants to eat something that is dipped in a mashke, so he eats an eichel, but the eichel is dipped in a mashke. So the eichel has mashkin on it, so that's conducive to contact with the mashke itself. Because the mashke will not dry up so quickly. So the mele, and he is likely to touch the eichel that was dipped in the mashke, so he'll come in contact with the mashke. Because of that, the chachomim were misake nitil. So that's why he calls it the bule be mashke. So he says, kol ha-teisei. So this pshat, the Tesis mentions the name of Kuntres, so in the Kuntres we don't find it. But Rabbi Yehuda in Broche says it. So he says, Kol ha-peisel satrumo, mitami mashkin zitrio, ufichoch hechmiru bohem, v'yitzrichu lichol dobo, shetibure bi mashkin, nitilas yadayim. So, and Rabbi Yehuda says, so by nitilas yadayim we are to do it. First of all, mishim zrach trumo. So that's a nisa. And that's Teisa Shita in Chum also, Daf Kuvo. And then, Mitzvah Mishvei Adi V'Chachomim. So the, what's the Mitzvah Mishvei Adi V'Chachomim? So that's Mishum Mitius. So in other words, there are two halachas in Mitzvah Sedai in the past. There are two halachas in Mitzvah Sedai in the past. Number one, there is an Issa. Mishum Schach Trumo, just as in Trumo, you're not allowed to eat Trumo without Mitzvah Sedai. So by Trumo, you're not allowed to eat because it becomes stomach. If you're not Mitzvah Yodov, so mainly it becomes stomach. So you're not allowed to eat Trumot Meyo. But by Chum, it doesn't even become Tome. But Mishim Schach Trumo, so the Chachomim Mo Misake, and Nisea, by Chum also, just as there is by Trumo, that you, one is not allowed to eat past Chum without Mishila Sedai. So that's an Nisea. Then there is the Asmachte, and there is Kadishtem V'Nisem Deishim, or V'Yodof Nishut Abamayim, according to the Naro. So it's a mitzvah of Mishila Sedai. The idea that there is a mitzvah besides Nisea, so there are two things. First of all, there are more mentions that you can all know that it's osea to give a pass to someone who didn't wash his hands. Because if he's not washing his hands, and you give it to him, so he's either a Nisea. So you are either with Nisea. Now, with Nisea, many Rishonim say he's only Shayach when you become an accomplice in a Nisea. But if you become an accomplice in a bitla mitzvah of somebody else, you're not even with me there. Now, so how is it that there are more paskins there is with me there if you give pass to someone who doesn't wash his hands? Because there is an Issa. Mishim Srach Trume. So the Chachomim enacted an Issa. So it's an Issa Gomu. So it's an Issa Gomu, that's an Issa. But then we make a brocha. Shishom Tzisa Vitzimona Otila Sedai. We don't make a birkas a mitzvah and Isurim and restraint from Isurim. We don't make brochas. Because a mitzvah is an ikim a mitzvah. So we see that in Tilas Yedayim, besides the Yisra, or feeling below in Tilas Yedayim, so it's also, there is also a mitzvah, ikim a mitzvah. And that's why there is a birkas a mitzvah. That's why there is a mitzvah. Now, so when Teisvah says, I cannot finish the Teisvah because I see that they are waiting outside. But when Teisvah mentions in the name of the Kuntras doesn't say it, so the Vashor points out. But Rabbi Yehuda says, so in other words, that the reason is why Kosher the Bulli Mashkin Tzolch Nikile, because Mitzvah Sedayim will pass there are 12 hours. First of all, there is an Nisar of Tzach Trum, that's an Nisar, that's not a Mitzvah. And then there is also the Asmachte of Mitzkadishten and Sandeishim, Mishum Nikius, that's a Mitzvah. So, Kosher the Bulli Mashkin Tzolch Nikile, so, Havlei, so, since Kwapeis of Tzach Trum and Kwan Mashkin is Kila, so it comes within the mitzvah, the rabbonot, of iskadias machte, of iskadishtem misendeshim, of yod of reshuta, b'mayim according to Rav Elazar ben Aroch. So there is a mitzvah. So according to that, there has to be broch. Then Teisus concludes, next on Sunday we'll go over Teisus. But then Teisus concludes that the reason is why. Because you must be talking to it, there's a different reason. What is the reason? Because it's long and that, so it's based upon the Yisra, not upon the mitzvah. And the Yisra was only shayach when we are neik tare, beichli. But this man chazal, when they were neik tare, so then it was osea to be mitame any eichlin, because the halacha is that when one is eichel, eichlin tmeim, or is she say mashkim tmeim, so it's nifsal gufei lechel b'truma. So as long as Jews were accustomed to be neik tare and to be eichel truma, so then there was a nisa to eat dobashe tibule v'mashke v'loim tila. So even then there was only a nisa. So the sedayim was only based upon a nisa, but not a nisa. And he says, and that nisa was only shayach bizman atanoi. So it was shayach when they were Eichlei Truma, but today with Manazeh there is no Yisra, so we don't even have to be Neitel Yadai. So the Meilei says that there is, it's a Brocha Latolei, we say. Now, according to the Rishayim, who say that cultures in Bulli Dimash, Tzolch Nikile, is Mishum Dushe. What does it mean, Mishum Dushe? Teisus rejects that Chita Mishum Dushe. Mishum Dushe means the Asmachte of his Kaddishtem and his Emdeshim. Or Rav Elazar ben Aroch, Yod of Rishuta b'mayim, so that means he came a mitzvah. So then he has to say a bracha. Now the Goyen, he passes like this, Rishayim, that the chiyuv of Nitile for Dovash is Bulul Mashke is based not only upon the Nisea, but it's also based upon the Mitzvah of Bushet. They are smart, they just like Nitile Sedaim will pass. There are two alochas in Nitile Sedaim will pass, one the Nisea of eating below Nitile Sedaim, Mishim Schach Trome, and then a Mitzvah, the Rabbonon, of Nikius, which is based upon the Asmachte of his Kaddish and his Emdeshim. So here too, according to Rabbi Yehne and the Gro, so Shibur Mashke is based upon the Mitzvah of Gdushe, the Asmachte of his Kaddish and his Emdeshim, or Yerushim Shibur Mayim. So we may already go in Paskins that we have to be Mivorech. Tens Veshite is that Bizman Hazeh, there is no din of Nitzvah and Nidor Shibur Mashke ultimately. But this Paratanoim, there was a din of Nitile, Doroshet Bulle Mashke. But even then it wasn't based upon the Mitzvah, it was only an Iser. But now that there are no Echel Tchume, we're not Neiktare, so it's not even Moser. So many who don't have to be Nitile, you're dying altogether. The Mechaveh Amisim Kufnuches, he passed this, the Doroshet Bulle de Mashke, is Torich Nitile, but without the Broch. Now the Elom is not Machmir. In this Nitilei, only Pesach night, but Kol HaShono, so we are not Machmir, even though the Psak of the Mechaber is that we should be Nitil Kol HaShono, but we are not Machmir in that, and we rely on the Rishayim, who say, Teise Shite, that Bizman HaZeh, where there are no Eichli, Tchumo, we are not Neid Bitare. So then, there is no Halochei of Nitilei for Dovoshet Bulei Mashiach.
13th Shur in Arvei Pesachim. 13th Shur in Arvei Pesachim.
Before we go over the things, I just wanted to mention the Yin of the Tila Sedayim. It's a part of the Yin of the Tila Sedayim. It's a culture of Rudy Mashi. Now, I mentioned last time that there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Mori Yechum says, Tavuk of Zayin, Oma Rav Yitzchok Bar Ashkenazi, Nitilas Yadayim, Nitilas Yadayim, Yechum Nisrach Kum. So the Gemara says that it is Yechum Nisrach Kum. The Ari, the Gemara says, Mishum Mitzi. My mitzvah, Omar Abayi and mitzvah shmei b'gun ha'chon. Hobo Omar, mitzvah shmei b'gun ha'vezah ben ha'roch, v'chsibu ch'asher nida v'yazor v'yod of tishot ha'vema. Omar Abayi ben ha'roch, mikam somcho ha'chon v'yitzvah shedai ben ha'chon. So, teitzvah says the kash. What's the pshat with Gemara? Gemara says, mitzvah shedai ben ha'chon v'yishrach tchumeh v'eidu shem mitzvah. Vitema, what kind of mitzvah is made of Rachon? Vitema, while the mission is racht, trumet the knee. Vitema, I may, the Yeshlema, the dick, the mission is. Now, this is very unclear what it means, but it is evident that Tesves has the same shit as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are two alochas in the Tesvai. First of all, there is a Nisa. Now, Gabi Trumo, Trumo requires Nitila Sedayim not only Gabi Pass. Chum requires Nitila Sedayim only Pass. Pass Manus. But Trumo requires Nitila Sedayim even with Peres. And not only Lachilas Peres. Even Lingias Peres. If somebody wants to touch a pear, an orange of Trumo. So he has to be Nitil Yoda first. Why? Because by Trumo there is a Shlishi Litumo, and Stam Yodayim Mishli is Litumo. Now if he will not wash his hands before he touches, a Peyre shall Trumo. So it will become a Shlishi. He will be Mitame, the Trumo. So even the Gia Bialme, the Gemara in Rigida says. So the Daf Tresa, I think. So requires the Tresedayim. Certainly Achille, and the Achille of everything requires the Tresedayim. The Achille of Pas and the Achille of Peiris, anything that is true. That's in true. But by whom? So you can touch as many times as you want. All kinds of peiros and eichon and pas without washing your hands. And you can even eat peiros. So without washing your hands. On the contrary, is a hegyet, kasher ruach. Hanetel yodot with peiros, chum is a kasher ruach. But chachamim are misakein that before someone can eat pas mamish, not pas agor bikis, but pas mamish. So then he has to wash his hands. So that is, so Amina says, that is the Mishach Tumor. Even though the Iser of Tumor and its merit is not Shayach by Chum. Because suppose he doesn't wash his hands. So his Yodayim is Enza Shmiyitz. And then he touches the Chum, the Pas. So the Pas doesn't become Ish. There is no, he doesn't become Tomei. He doesn't become Tomei. So it's not Shayach, but Mishub Shach Tumor. So the Chachomim enacted a Niser. Enacted a Niser. Not to eat as long as the Yodayim weighs. So there is a Niser. A Niser the Rabbonon. To eat with Yodayim weighs. A Niser the Rabbonon to eat with Yodayim weighs. So that's one Yahweh. That's which is Rachum. And then Ramina says, because Gemara says, Viskadishtem v'yisem deishim Viskadishtem ilomayim resheni v'yisem deishim ilomayim acheni. So there is a mitzvah of nikius. In other words, a mitzvah that your dayim should be nikia, should be nituris. Should be nituris. Now, so it's two separate halachas. That's why the Gemara says nituras yodayim mechum v'nesrach chumo v'yit mishum mitzvah. So Teisa says v'yish So it's two halachas. So one is a niser and one is a mitzvah. That there is a mitzvah. So that's a raya everybody must admit that there is a mitzvah. Because there is a broche. If there had been just a niser, so there wouldn't be a broche. Now suppose someone wants to touch Peres Trum, so he has to wash his hands. Will he have to say a broche? Because the reason is why if somebody wants to touch Peres Truma, he has to wash his hands first, in order to avoid Isuri. You don't make broches in order to avoid the Nisar. But here, before one washes for pas, so here he makes a broche, so we see that there is a Nisar. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and Teitzel, there are two halachas. And the Rambam Chita is also like that. But the Raya Chita is also like that. Now, the Rambam the Ches Nuch Asol is Atumes. Haloche Ches says as follows. So ima melech of his dine, gozo al kol ha-yodayim, shimiyu shiyot, v'af al pi shelo yoda v'vadai, shemitmiyu v'ne sheyodayim askoliyois, v'ligoza shleimei al yodayim tumo, elo v'kidesh, והקהל גוזו חכומים שאחרו בפלי תחומו. ולפיכו, צורך לטילס ידיים לתחומו, ונוגע בתחומו, קדם שאיתו יודו, פסומו. So he has to wash his hands even before he touches תחומו, not only before he eats תחומו. ונשרפס על תומס. So he doesn't mention in office at תומס, where he discusses all the הלוכס of תומה, so he doesn't mention it as a day before. The Rambam says, Omar Avrom, Mechakim gozru al achilas chum, shetzorich litilas yadayim. Why? Because the Rambam shit is like this, we're saying, that by chum, beside the mitzvah of litilas yadayim, there is a mitzvah to have the yadayim litulis when you eat pas, so there is also a niser to eat without litilas yadayim. So on the Meile, he says, this matzvah Rambam is why the Rambam did not mention this aloche of Mithila Sedai Mechum of Isatumis. But the Rambam doesn't mention Isatumis because it's not Mignone. Of Isatumis, it discusses Mignone to do. Where does the Rambam mention the deal of Mithila Sedai Mechum? You have broches. Because, so the Rambam says, the problem has broches for the father, Koleich la passion, Borchim of Amezi, Soich Mithila Sedai Mechum of Isatumis. ואף על פי שהיא פצחו, אך באף על פי שיונות מלוכלוכת, ונמדיע להם תומת, לא יחל עד שייתר שיות, וכן כל דבר שקבור במשהו, צורך לתיר השרדה יתחיל. צורך לתיר השרדה יתחיל. So he says, the Apple P, Kolei Chopashe Bochu Vahamitzi, Tzorach Nidrabayim Chorutei, the Apple P, Shei Paschu, the Apple P, Shei Yonach Meruch Lochis, the Nidea Lehem Tumo, Lo Yerich Ala Shei Yitro Shei Yonach. In other words, according to the Rambam, there is only one Aloche in Tzorach Nidrabayim Chorutei, Mitzvah, Pikius. But the Gemara mentioned, Mishim Schach Tchumo, the Eid, it's Mitzvah Lishmeh Dim Chachomim, and what's Mitzvah Lishmeh Dim Chachomim mean in Kiyus? So apparently the Rambam, the Rambam holds Tzrach Trumo was a reason as to why the Chachomim were misakein Nitiro Mitzad Nikius because of Tzrach Trumo. It's not that the Chachomim were extra particular about cleanliness, physical cleanliness. If it had been a question just of physical cleanliness, so why Dafke Pas? I mean, so they should be misakein that he should keep his hands. He should keep his hands clean the whole day. No, it wasn't. The reason as to why the Chachomim were misake that the Yodayim have to be Nikiois, Nituleis and Nikiois, so it's because of Schach Trumo. So Schach Trumo is the tam as to why the Chachomim were misake in the mitzvah of Nitilas Yodayim. Because of Schach Trumo. The main motive was Schach Trumo. But that is the reason, that's the background of the Takore. But the essence of the Takore consists in Yodayim Nikiyeis. And when are the Yodayim considered Nikiyeis? If he washed them. Now, so the Rambam says, and what's the purpose? What's the purpose? What's the purpose? So the why of the Takore is Srach Trumo. But what does the Takore say? The Yodayim have to be Nikiyeis. You die, you have to be Nikiyeis. That's why the Rambam says, V'afal pishe paschum, V'afal pishe yodov meluchlochis, V'miyedel hem tumo. V'afal pishe yodov meluchlochis. In other words, loy mi boye, if his hands are physically unclean, they are filthy. So then of course he is mechuyev. He is mechuyev to wash his hands, because that's the essence of the takonet. I mean, the Yodayim should be Nitulis, the Yodayim should be Nikiyeis. But, but even if his hands are physically clean, he just washed it through his soul. They are physically clean. And furthermore, he didn't touch any Dovah Hamtameh. But he still has to be Nitulis Yodov. An account, so in other words, so the purpose of the Nitile is to remove physical filth and also tumas yadayim. Now, in view of the fact that stam yadayim shniyeis, so memele all yadayim are tmeis. So even if they are very clean, but they are still tmeis, and how will the yadayim become teiris? How will the yadayim become teiris? Only through netilas yadayim. So nikius implies two things. The absence of physical filth. Mimele, suppose one's hands are filled with a lot of dirt, and then he pours from the kele 10 times water. He's not becoming the mitzvah of Tilas Yadayim. That's the aloha. So in other words, because that's the essence of the mitzvah, that the Yodayim should be nikiyeis and also tehiris. That's why the Rambam says, V'afal pi she'yodof nuloch locheitz, he didn't come in contact with any Dovah Hamtameh. Why? Because Tam Yodayim Ishmiyeis. So they are Tameh. They are Tameh. So and why were the Chachomim Misakei the Yodayim have to be Nikiyeis? Mishum Schach Tumeh. But not that the Chachomim enacted a Nisa. There is no Nisa. Now, there is a big Nachdimine. There is a big Nachdimine. Now, the Shachnoch Paskins. Not like the Rambam. The Shulchan paskins that there are two aloches in Nitilas Yadayim. I mean, first of all, the Niser and the Mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, there is only a Mitzvah. There is no Isa by Chul. Just a Mitzvah. There is a big Nachimine. Now, the aloch is an Ene, Misha makes a Mutal Vono. He's potter of all the Mitzvahs. But he's not Mutar Yisurin. He's not Mutar Yisurin Tapon either. So the Shulchan says, the Mechabal Yodeye, Chazaveil, Esrein, So he says, Misha Mesi Mutal Lefanov. How he talking about mitzvahs, tefillin, tefillah, mishim, everything. And then he says, a part of Birkas Hamazon, and when he eats something, he doesn't even make a broche lefanel, he doesn't make. There is a rash in Gmar who says that at a neinein has to make a broche. Let's say if a neinein drinks water. So the rash in Gmar says that he has to say a broche shahak, but the Shachonov paskins, not like that. And that appears to be the sheet of most shame. Why? So and that too, there is a machlokes. According to the Rashi in Gmar, so since the Gemara says that kola nene de libroche is moral, so it's a nisa. But the other shame hold no moral. I mean, in other words, it's a in the moral sense. It's mele. It doesn't mean mele. But in the moral sense, it's mele. It's mele. But the avera consists in being mevatel a mitzvah d'rabban. The chachomim or misakei, just as the chachomim or misakei, that before one does a mitzvah, so he has to say birkas hamitzvah. So they were also misakei before his neme of an eichel of a mashke of a reyach. He has to say a broche. And if somebody is nene of an eichel of a mashke of a reyach and does not make a broche, so the avera consists in failing to fulfill a chiyuv d'rabbanon of making a bracha, but there is no isa. So since an einan is potter of kol mitzvahs, so it's without a bracha. But the Shekhanor fastens that he cannot eat when he does it out. He has to wash. He doesn't make a bracha, but he's not allowed to eat. Why? Because the Mechaba fastens that by interest there are two alochas. First of all, a mitzvah of nikius, and then there is an isa. Without Tredayim, he's also left a pass. So Memele, Neinein, is not Mutar, has no license to do Isur. But according to the Rambam, it follows that the Neinein can eat without washing his hands. So that's the Shiva's Rambam. And then we see the same Machlik is the Rambam. The Rambam in the Raive, in Luchas Vikoyes. Now the Rambam discusses the idea of Netilas Shedayim in the Kedesh, in Netilas Shedayim in the Trumo, in Oves Atumes, Perikres, and in Luchas Mikvoyes, Perikidal. So the Rambam now, the Gemara mentions Kama Dini. I mean, the Mishnah mentions about Mayim Rishenim and Mayim Shnim. So the Halacha is, and we do it. Why? Because we are Machmir. Because according to Mayim Rishenim, so there is, because the time is required, it's Atume by whom too. So that's why we are Machmir. That we pour twice, unless in the Mayim Rishenim there is a Reviz. So then we don't have to pour twice. But if the Mayim Rishenim does not have a Reviz, so then we have to pour twice. Why do we have to pour twice? Because the first Mayim removed the Tumah from your diet, but the Mayim itself became contaminated, became Tomei. So then we have to pour again to remove the Tumah from the Mayim, to the Mayim. So the Shilas Rambam is that the whole requirement of Mayim Shnim, if he doesn't use a Reviz the first time, so is because he only applies to Kedesh and to Tomo. He doesn't apply to Chum. So the Rambam says in Perek Yudalek Mura Degoy is Allah Vidimu, Hanedil Shtigodok Mitromo, Tzorich Reviz Larzer, Vilitel Pam Shnio, Bimayim Shnim, Kidei Lehosir HaMayim Shal Gav Yodok, Shari HaMayim Shenotal Bo Yitzchilo, והן המקרואים מים ושני נדמו ביום נדמו ביום. So he says, אומר אברום ואף לחום צורך להפסיק מייסקה אם לחום. So he point out basically that according to the Rambam, the whole halach of מים שני is only by trauma. Why? Because the whole deen of מים שני is to prevent tumi. But by whom there is no Isa of Tumi. It's Tzrach Trumo, so Tzrach Trumo is only Tamest, why the Chachomim or Misakin, the Yodayim have to be Nikiyas, the Yodayim have to be Nitulis. Yodayim have to be Nitulis. But of course, the Yodayim Nikiyas doesn't mean just to make it clean, I mean, according to a hygiene expert. Yeah, the Alochas, how do Yodayim have to be Nikiyas? He has to pour water, to Amikele, all kinds of Alochas. But the halacha is that the yodayim have to be nikiyis and teheris. So then we don't care if after he removed the filth and the tumas yadayim, so he became tamei again. So we don't care. So let's say, of course, according to the Raivet, so let's say, suppose you washed your hands. You washed your hands. And then you already started to eat, and you're in the midst of eating pas. And then, as you are in the midst of eating pas, so somebody comes over to you and his hands are wet, and he shakes hands with you. Even though you washed your hands already half an hour ago. So if you want to eat more pas, you have to wash your hands again. You have to wash your hands again. Why? Because of the Issa of Tumah. But according to the Rambam, you don't have to. So, but of course, when you do wash your hands again, you don't make a bracha. Not only you don't make a bracha because according to the Rambam, you don't have to wash your hands again. I don't think that even according to the Raivet you have to say a bracha. Because insofar as the mitzvah of Nitulas Yadayim Nisuda Lipas is concerned, so once you wash your hands and you remove the tumah, so you are mekayem it. And then even though in the midst of the sude it becomes tumah again, so that does not frustrate the mitzvah. That's not frustrate the mitzvah. But according to the Raivet, you are mechuyev to wash your hands because otherwise you'll be even an isa. Just as by tumah you'll be even an isa. So here too you'll be even an isa, Rabbanon, because of your dying place. If somebody with wet hands touched your hands, and then you continue eating pas of Eva Nisa. But since the purpose of the second time washing is only to dispose of Elisa, so maybe you don't have to make a broch. So a broch you don't have to make according to everybody, even according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. But you have to wash your hands according to Rabbi, according to Rambam. You don't have to wash your hands. Now, the Chayodom says, and I didn't see that anybody should be Zoya in it, that anybody should be Zoya in it, I mean, maybe, well, that's still in Machlokes Rishonim. But it's Shayach, let's say, if you touch Tefillin, let's say, so the Chayodom says that if, let's say, you washed your hands and you're in the middle of eating, and then somebody shows you a mezuzah, a cloth of a mezuzah to look it over, while you are in the midst of the Suda, so then, if you want to eat pas again, the Chayodom says you have to wash your hands again. Why? Because, I mean, and it follows, even though it's not mentioned, I didn't see it mentioned in any of the Rishonim, but Chayodom says so, and it follows. Because, since according to the Raivet and Tesvis, there is a Nisea of Tumeh by Chol, even though there is no Shlishi, so the Eichel doesn't become Tomei, but there is a Nisa the Rabbonon of eating pas Yodayim Tmeis. Now, and Kisvei HaKedesh is Mitamei as Yodai. So Memele, if you touch a mezuzah, that's Kisvei HaKedesh. So Memele, your Yodai become Tomei, you're not allowed to eat pas. So you have to, according to the Rambam, you don't have to wash your hands again. Because there is only a mitzvah to remove the Tomei, to remove the filth that you did already. talit not parchment. But there is a shita of shame and a more passport like that. You look at the motor, that the shita of things was in Kisvei, that the short is the Akedesh, not Torah, can be written even on your own the Yavid Bishas of Kisvei Akedesh. The Yavid Bishas of Kisvei Akedesh. And the Pshat in that case is, it's not that let's say Ishayo is more homo than let's say Hamisha Hunchetero. Shayo, if it's printed, let's say on paper, So the Hezbush is like the Shahamish of Mishetero, Rishis Bora Lekim, if one is when it's on paper, Al Homoshim, does not have Kisvei Akedesh, it's not Mistaber. So what Tetzvah means in Kisvei is that insofar as Dusha Sivato is concerned, so then it has to be written on cloth and all aloch. But insofar as Dusha Kisvei Akedesh is concerned, so even if it's written on Yor, and not with Yoy, with any other ksav. So it all says this is Kisvei Akedesh. So Mimele Chamisha Chumshe Seiro Arloi Gora. Let's say the Nevi'im and Ksubi. So according to Teis Veshite and Ramo Paschus like that, it has a Kedushas Kisvei Akedesh. So Mimele, if in the middle of the Sude you touch a Novi, even if it's on paper, so you have to wash over again. But if you touch a Gemara not, a Gemara does not have Kisvei Akedesh. But a Novi, So you'd have to wash your hands again. So it's all told in the machlik is the Rambam and the Raivet. Whether the machlik is the Rambam and the Raivet as to whether there is just by whom there is just a mitzvah of the diamond to raise, or there is a aloche, there are two things, a mitzvah and a nisa. So a mitzvah there is according to everybody, there is a prohet. According to many Rishonim, there is also a nisa. There is also a nisa. Now, yes, what is
it? So going to the time of the terms and only has to watch the music wouldn't be good.
Of course it's not good, there's no doubt.
And also
everybody says it.
I formed that it's a picture, it's not written, so that it wouldn't be physical.
Oh, if it's a picture, so it certainly is not a picture. The only reason is why if it's printed, because there are a number of the early Achrenim, Masses Biyomin and others, who say that print also has a din of Kisvei. Even though, I mean, it could be that he had reference to the print, you know, in those days, you know, but the print of today is different, but I don't know, it's a shy. So with the Rochik is of Dal Mir, with the Ach of Mir. In other words, if he's, that is reference to someone who is on a journey. So what is stopped off, let's say, in a certain place in an inn, to stay. So then there is a distinction between Rifonov or the Ach. So in other words, Rifonov means he has to go in the direction anyway. But at this moment, he's not ready yet to proceed. So then, as long as he can find water within a distance of Dalet Mil means 72 minutes. You see, I mean, of course, the Mishibura points out today, I mean, that we drive, we go by car, by train, so it has to be determined not in terms of the time it takes a person to walk as a pedestrian, but the usual way of transportation. So in other words, Dalet Mil means where it takes him 72 minutes to get there. Lach of Mil, 80 minutes. So if it's Lifonov, and he has to go in the direction anyway, so until Dalet Mil, he's mechuyev to go and wash his hands. But if it's Lachov, so he has to go backward, it's more of a hardship. So only if it's a meal, but But if he has to walk more than 80 minutes, he doesn't have. He doesn't have. How about someone who stays at home? So most Achaim say that has a din like that. Right. So, you may mind me saying with one of the Roche case and without you, will laugh of me. So, you tell Yodok Bimapo, the Eichel Pass, or you don't know if it will be Mashki. All right, the Mashki that's calling the Adam Akhot Yerushani, well, it's required as well. So, if he wants to pass, so he has to, and so, and if he's, no water is available within the distance of a meal, Dalet meal, so then he's allowed to eat only if he puts on gloves on his hand. Now there's the sheet of the oil. Now the Gemara, there are two Gemaras. First of all, there is the Gemara in Psochim, I think that's involved, where the Gemara says, "We feel as a dying without me." So many of the Shem say, "What does it mean, feel as a dying?" Because a dying means not only feeling, but even it was a dying achil. So in other words, you are mechuyev to sustain that hardship of walking dalet milin with one of and one mil ach of 80 minutes in order to make less yodot lachim. Then there is a gemore in Chum, where the gemore says that lot odom yodot bimapo, he puts on his glove, he wraps up his hands, v'yeichet. So the gemore says v'hanem mile leichli trumo, avoloi leichli tahos. If it's chum shenasu al taras akidesh, or chum shenasu al taras atumo, so then he cannot rely on that. So the Gemara explains why do we say that the trumo is more lenient than eichli chum mitaro. At all, trumo is full of mamish, and chum shenasu al taras trumo. So that's only the rabbonon. So why is that more homo? Chum shenasu al taras trumo taras akidesh more homo than trumo mamish? So the Gemara says because kiyami is rizme. So maybe we are not gracious. Maybe he'll take off the mapo, the glove, and then the yodayim will come in contact. They come with the peres, the eichel. Mashenike, chum shenasu al taras promo. So that's not dafke. That's not most of dafke to kiyami. To everybody, they are not so zos. So there is a machlekes not between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Raivet city is. That this aloha of mapa, that the more is matir, is only a heter in truma, because kianim is rizime, but it's no heter for whom. And the Raivet says, if there is no heter of ligabi chum shenasu al taras truma, or taras akidish al taras truma, so lachastamo bechamo, that it's no heter lechum manu. But the Rambam, and most the same machelit al Raivet. And they say, the more only says, the Gemara only says that v'hanu milo litzchumo avol eishi taro, that means chum shenas al taras hakidesh. So since they're not zrizim, so he's not allowed to eat with the mapo, without washing his hands and with the mapo, he's not allowed. Masheinkin chum certainly he's allowed to the mapo. Now, so that's one machlokes rishit, but then there is another machlokes. Now, in regard to the Gemara in Tzochim, what the Gemara says that Rintila Shedayim Dalad Mil Leachov Dalad Mil Lechonov Dalad Mil Leachov Mil. So some Rishonim say that it means without him. The Ruch says that the Gemara in Tzochim, which says Rintila Shedayim Dalad Mil Lechonov Mil Leachov, so it has reference to the case where he uses gloves. So in other words, there are two things necessary for the oil. First of all, that there should be a hardship in getting water. If water is unavailable within a distance of Dalet Mil Leachov, Dalet Mil Leachov, and Mil Leachov, and also that he should put on gloves, wrap up his hands. So what's the pshat? And the mechaber passes like that. So the mechaber and rabo. So he passes the simin kufsam agibo. Imei mayim mitzuyim lifono v'rochik we follow the Roche case of Dalad Mir, Uli Acho, Yisam Mir, Yite Yoga Bimapo, Vericho, Tas, Udobo, Shekibuli Bimashi, Tul Mashke, and the Ramo Eretz, that's a big cool. And the Ramo Eretz, not only with gloves. Oi Ichlal Dika, suppose he doesn't touch the Echel, but he uses a fork, an instrument. So it's also like map. I mean, that's a kule. I mean, over and above what Mechava says, mapo, but the Ramo is even Eichel Dika. Anyway, so it's the same aloha like map. So the Mechava passes like the Oog, that when the Morim Sochim, that when Bob says, that when Tila said, I am Dalet Mil Mil, so it's together with map. What's the pshat? So the pshat is very simple. The mechava paskos like the raivet. The mechava paskos like the raivet. That there are two aloches nitras in aymachu. First of all, the mitzvah of yedayim nitiyas yedayim nituleis, and then the mitzvah of tumo mishum schachtu. So in other words, one is not allowed, as long as his yedayim matneis to it. Even though, I mean, it will the yedayim matneis are not capable of contaminating the eichel the pas because but that's the aloch. As if it had been capable, Mishum Schachtum. So, and then there is a mitzvah of Yedayim Tuleis. So, in the middle, the Mechava passes like the Raivet. He doesn't pass like the Raivet. In the other Machlekes, the Rambam Raivet, as to whether Mapo is Mutea Lechum. So the Raivet Shite is that Mapo is only Mutea Lechum, but Lechum, Mamish, not. And the Rambam Shite, most ashamed, Shite is that it's mutal lechul also, certainly mutal. But lechul in asa altaras kedesh is not mutal. So, on that question, the Mechava passes like the Rambam, not like the Raivet, but he passes like the Raivet, and the question is whether mitzvah sedayim is required only on the basis of mitzvah, or on the basis of mitzvah and the isa of tum. So, in the Mele, the Rambam, the Mechava passes like the Oro. That when the Gemara says, that where he has to, where water is unavailable. So that would be 1 year. So he is allowed to eat without just dying. So it is only if he puts gloves on his hands. Why? Because what's the aloha? If he has no water available. In other words, it's a hardship. So with that mitzvahs, we understand that. So the Chachomim were made here. In case of a hardship, so the Chachomim patted him. Of the chiyuv of nechilas yadayim, but hardship is no heter to be able to sort, except if it is a chiyuv shem b'sakone. So for isurei d'rabbonon it's a heter. Kovet abrius of isurei d'rabbonon it's a heter, but not just a hardship. A hardship one cannot say is allowed to be able to d'rabbonon because there is a hardship. So there is no heter of a hardship, but for mitzvahs hardship can be heter to certain mitzvahs d'rabbonon. So melee, the fact that water is unavailable within a distance of a mil or 4 mil, so that disposes of the mitzvah of Nivashtai, the chiyuv, the rabbon of Nivashtai, but it doesn't dispose of the isa of Tumeh, Mishim Schach Tumeh. But as far as the isa of Tumeh is concerned, so it's only Mishim Schach Tumeh. Now, so it could not be more chomer than Tumeh itself. Now by Tumeh itself, so one would be allowed to eat Tumeh, if he has gloves, because then there would be a tumor as far as the isa of tumor is concerned. So melee by whom, which is mishizrach tumor, so it couldn't be mochomo. So melee, we need mapo in order to dispose of the isa of tumor, and we need a hardship, let's say dalet mil or a mil, in order to dispose of the chiyuv of the chiyuv. But the Rambam is confusing here in the Gemara. So then, the Rambam should not mention Mabot yet. The Rambam should only say, according to the Rambam, there is no Issa. There is only an Indian, a mitzvah that Yodayim should be Mikiyas, Yodayim should be Mitulays. So maybe the Rambam should say, if there is, he has a distance of 4 mil and 1 mil, then he can do it as a diet. Mapo, no Mapo, because there is no Isa of Tumeh. And the Rambam does mention Mapo. The Rambam does mention Mapo. The Rambam mentions in the Vov, Miyuches, Roches, Aloch, Yuches, Loto Dom, Esiodo, Vimapo, Yeichel, Vimas, Ujoba, Shetibuli, Vimashke, Afo, Fisho, Vimota, 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 V So kos mir rein da war lang und ich immer mal so tun, weil da das ist der Schick aber rein. Und der Rambam schickt ist, dass Mapoi ist er hätte. So lange ist er kommt der Rambam. So Mapoi ist er hätte er, even if water is available, auf dem Mapo, and well, water is not available, so then without Mapoi is allowed it. So those are the shame. So naturally, those are the shame who hold that where there is no water available, so he doesn't even have to resort to a mapo, he just can eat like this, with his hands passed, they obviously must agree, the Shita Rambam, that Frach Trume is only Talmest Waida Chachomim or Misakeim, a mitzvah of Nikius, of Yodai Mutulis. So Miller, where there is a heart, Shita Chachomim, the Chachomim, dispensed with that chiyuv. Pattern. But the Rishonim who say that there is an Iser. An Iser. So how could the hardship be a matter on Isurim? Why is the Iser of eating below Mitzvah Shedayim more lenient than all the other Isurim rather? So in other words, so there are a number of Rishonim who are chilek on the oath. So obviously, these Rishonim agree with the Rambam that there is no Iser, there is just a mitzvah. But the question is, how did the Rambam? So according to the Rambam, if there is a hardship of Dalet Mil, of water being unavailable, so even without Mapo is Muter, and even where water is available, so with Mapo, so is also allowed. So apparently, since the halacha of mitzvah is true, it mishum schach truma, but the essence of the takoni is that the time should be nikiyeis. So when the hands are wrapped up with the mapo, so it also has a din of nikiyeis. That's a substitute. It's not nikiyeis mamish, but it's a substitute. It's a substitute for nikiyeis. So that's the shita sarama. But the Mechaber, I mean, the Oruch Shite is not like that. I mean, the Mechaber passes like the Oruch. But the Mechaber holds, he agrees with the Rambam. I mean, the Mechaber, so the Oruch Shite, is that Mapo is not, the Mechaber passes like the Oruch, that Mapo is not a substitute for the Daimler case. For the dying tourists. But Mapo only disposes of the Isatume. But then there is still the mitzvah to have your dying quiz. So that's only a mitzvah. So if together with Mapo the water is unavailable in this little Dalad, so of Dalad mil no, or one mil, so then there is a. Oh, now let's go to this. Close to the Bulli Mask, here is the context. The other guy, the Kango, and later a lot of the theories are written in Kasia Ola. Jim didn't make a match, Jim, the Kango, and 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 the Kango, how the Hanach Teire is going to Ame, Vito, the Chlitro, come in the Ame. So the Masho explains it. So in other words, so the same thing that applies to Pas, the same piece of Gemara in the Chum, that Kuvot, which is Chachum, or Boy, Mitzvah, Mishpeh, Dibach, Chachomi, so it applies equally to Dovah Shetibur Limash. Dovah Shetibur Limash. Ve'inir le'forash. Ve'inkei u'kipor v'ichwa v'u'itra sedai. Holy Noga. Now, what did he say? Omar Abba Ishi. Kol Shetibur Limash is talking to the die. Omar Abba Ishi. Mami no, hay chas et zog v'shvet v'chav v'isis. Mishim chav. V'isal kadai achlo itzu v'shkuye. It's a sedai normally. If he doesn't have to plunge it completely, immerse it, so then he does not necessarily have to come in contact with the Chareises. So why does he have to make a sorah? Holy Noga. So the Gemara says, no, the deal is Torah. 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 So there is no right. But the deal remains like that. That's Shor Shor. But there is no right. No right. So it says, according to the Kuntres, that Ketosh Yidu Mashke requires Mithilah. The same way as Pas, without halachas of Pas. So, why does he say, Woman, you buy no yoga, who might have to be there, are people who love yoga, keep it safe, safe. Oh, here, Mashke, Hamituko, so we go on the Echel Machmas Machel, the boy in Tilashira. Now, Monesher, if on account of the fact that Kolabezos are Tum and Kam Mashke is Tilashira, so Kochet Mule Mashke has all the Humres of Paz. All the Humres of Paz. So, and by past the halacha is that even if somebody doesn't use his hands, even if someone doesn't use his hands altogether, so he has to wash his hands. In other words, why? So, even if he doesn't use his hands altogether, so he has to wash his hands. Why is that? That is certainly because of the mitzvah of Nikius. Because as far as the Satum is concerned, now if he doesn't use his hands, he has his hands in his pocket. And even if he doesn't put his hands in his pocket, what difference does it make? So why should it be Kohua Ten Mapo? Why should it be Kohua Ten Mapo? So Mimele, he should be allowed. The answer is no, Inachname. Mitzad is of Tume, so if somebody is fed, he puts all the food, the pass into his mouth, another person. Puts all the food into his mouth. He doesn't do anything. He's like an infant. He's just being fed. So mitzad yisav tumei nachaname. He will not be able to yisav tum. But the mitzvah, there is a special takone that the yodayim have to be nitules before he eats, whether he uses the yodayim in the course of eating or not. The yodayim have to be nitules. So maybe here too. So here, too. And why was all that done? Mishim Schach Trumo. All that was done, Mishim Schach Trumo. So Mimele, here too, even if he doesn't have to plunge the Hazeres in the Hareses completely. So it's not necessary that he should come in contact but with the Hareses. But there is a possibility. So there should be the Schach Trumo. Schach Trumo because of the mere possibility. If it is the same thing as part. Voi, Michel Yoda Hamakshe, Yitel Mechash, Vilmen Oga. So in other words, it's a twofold kashi. First of all, if there is a mitzvah, so without the gift. And then, since it has the chumra of pas, so the srach trume applies. So the mele for the mere possibility, if the srach trume applies, so mele for the mere possibility we should be gazing. So it's a twofold cash. So he rejects the Peyosha Kuntras, even though the Kuntras doesn't even say that, but Tesis mentions the name of Kuntras. So he rejects the Kuntras Pshat, that Kofi Ulu Mashke Torah Tikile, because Kofi Ulu Mashke has all the dealing of paths. All the dealing of paths. No, he rejects. Vinire, 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 Elo mishum shalom itamei hamashki li yisqil. Mishum shalom hamashki li yisqil. Vi yosa li shtei sot. Vi lif zil es kufei. So in other words, so bizman chazal, when they was on your guitar of it took, so then it was what was mechuyit to be nature as yod. In order, if for the loshe to go to mashke, because if it is the body mashke, and mashke when it touches it over atome yivrei sheni, so it becomes a rishui tume, so the mashke will become a vision. So the mele, he will not be allowed, this man chazal, when they were eichlei, when the keani were eichlei tchumo, and everyone was zoyer in taren tume, even those who were not keani. So then it is osir to be tamei the mashkin, because then he would not be allowed to drink those mashkin, because if he'll drink those mashkin, he will be poslechel trume. Hoichel mashkin tmeim, Moshe is a mashkin tmeim, hoichel machel, hoichel tmeim, so it's posle, so it's posle the osir, the lechel betrume. So that is there, when is that? Shayach only Bisman Chazal when they were so here, Bitan Bitume. So it was also for him to eat in Dovashen Bulri Mashke without, so it wasn't a mitzvah. So even Bisman Chazal, it wasn't a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So how do we see that there is a mitzvah? There is a mitzvah Bisman Chazal when everybody is made Bitaro Vitume. So it's also to be Mitame Mashkin, to be Mitame Echoin. How do we see that? The Mitame is very good. Sheikh bi yotzem dam, ho yotzem dam in a holy, bi yotzem misol. Now that's the Gemara. So we should have a minimum doubt that Sheikh bi yotzem dam, ve yotzem dam Sheikh. bin a holy bi dai mi soll mit di soll hoch schon da kim nei no hoch schon mich da kann mir mal so if someone share we will have a you can know dann kim au so it's cost and it can be eaten it can be eaten the boss or can be eaten even bi dai mi soll even with unwashed hands why because he is much as no down came out so it was not hoch schon da was so And Nechol is not become Tumei until it came in contact with one of the Mashim. So, but if it didn't come in contact with one of the Mashim, so it's not Hushtabos Tumei. So the Mele, even the hands are not washed, he's allowed to eat. Why is it loose? Because it's incapable of being counted. So the Lord has the Kashe, kind of a Yotzem and Dam. For Yotzem and Dam, in a home, in a time is always, so no reason is to act. The whole reason is why it's mutter to meet with your unwashed hands is because we're not in the suppose Dam came out from the baby. So then he would not be allowed to eat the boso with one unwashed hand. Why? But why? Even if Dam did come out, so it's Muksha Kabbalah's to me. But your dying is Shliese. So when Shady is a Shlishi the hook, when he came in, he said, that's the Gemara start. So then the Gemara, at the end, applies the Mishnah to whom Shenasu Altar HaKadosh. That's why the only business to why the Holy Time is always is because we hooked the Dam. But because it did not become Hooksha Kabbalah's to me. But if Dam did come out, it did become Hooksha and it would be Osa. But why did it become Osa? It cannot become Shlishi anyway. Even if his hands are not washed, so the boss cannot become a shishi. So we deal with whom should have a tax. Now, this is, so Tesis mentions a raya that it's also a bisman chazal when people were zoya mitame bitume, it was also to be mitame. To Mutame the Deya. Mutame from this Gemara. So the Masho as the Kashe says, what's the right? The Mishnah is the Kashe. Now, how do you see them down in the home of your dad? At Kamashin, you want to hear your the Hotom Lamishon do mask you. El Shabosom as the Mushe of the Adam, כי בחיים הם הוסו, הוא יוצא מן דם, והוא אינבי, זה יסגור בכל. So he says, what's the raya? The door should rule the mashke, so it's all set. Now, the cash of the masho is very strange. Now, so the goyer in Simen, the Biragor in Simen Kukim Ches, Osi Dvei. So he says, he mentions the Ches, and he says, Umashi Kosav Kaji Bechum, Lamed Gimu, Omed Aleph, Otsu Lima, Yoma, Hoy Otsu Amayi Bani Shnitzi, Hoy Moise Shlishi Lechum Hoy Yotzorach Mitirei. We saw Hoy Yotzorach Mitirei. Shalit Yifosim Oeicha. So the Rani is very simple. Of course they were not doing the Dovah Shetibul B'mashke. But Teitz V'Sev, the Dovah Shetibul B'mashke, so as long as people were also Bitar V'Tume, so Memele it was also after the Mitame Deicha. Because then, that Eichel, once it becomes Tome, so it will pass the Gvio. He'll be possible, Lecho B'Tumo. Oichel, 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 So the Raya is from the Gemara in Chum, because the Gemara says, Taimi lo Yotzadam, ho Yotzadam, not why, vo in Sheiris is Shlishi Lechiyom. The implication being that if the Halach had been the Sheiris is Shlishi, then we could understand. Why? Because then it would be Osea to make it into Shlishi the Chum. So we see that while people are Zoya, Vitara Vitume, so it's Osea to contaminate the Eichlin. Because when you are mitame the Eichlin, so then the same Eichlin will pass the goop, lechel, bitchumo. So that's the right. Alright. So for the same reason, koldoshet will be mashke, so it will also pass the mashkin, be mitame the mashkin, and then that mashkin, so you will not be able to eat, that drink that mashkin, because it will pass the goop. There is a chiyuv of nitiras yadayim. In order, in other words, as long as Jews was nisa in tumah mitare, so we have to make nitiras yadayim in order to prevent the contamination, the tumah of eichlin or mashkin. What's another guy? Woman named we say the receive the view and yayin. Kol echod neitil no yacha. So the Gemara in Brachah says, that we do not allow. Kisa seida hatzeive. Now it doesn't deal with Pesach Chayim, but with Man Chazal, so it was a derech to the Mitzvah. Every day, kisa seida hatzeive. Eichin nechnosi v'yeshu al kavis apsoli, v'al kavis apsoli. עד שיחד זה קורה. הביאו למאי, כל אחד ואחד, נטל יודע. נטל יודע. So that's, so in other words, before the, so in other words, before you drink a mask, so the hand with which you hold the cup that has the mashke, you have to wash. Why? Because there might be too, no one drinks mashke, you know, with his hand. He drinks mashke from the course, but it's very common that when there is mashke in the course, whether wine or some other mashke, so then there are many drops, and they are chiriakos. So maybe it's very likely that his hands will touch the drops. The drops, which is tefiach batfiach, that is a achiliakos, so he will be mitam the mashke. So because of that, that hand with which he'll handle, not both hands, but the hand with which he's going to handle the course, he has to wash. So we see that there is a chiyuv of nitile in order to prevent tumas mashke. There is a chiyuv of nitile in order to prevent tumas mashke. That's it. But Tesis, that's Tesis here, I'm sorry. But Tesis, in Brocha Dachman Gimel says, Kol Echod Nitu Yod Achas, he says, Mit Mishrida Brocha, Vel Mitomel Nitu Yod of Vipedet Amitas Olach. Kim Shin Nitu Shri Yod of, so it's not Vipedet Olach. So Tesis says, it's not for the purpose of preventing the contamination of the Mash. But, it's Mishrida Brocha. So Tesis, in Brocha, it's Chemi Kam Tesis. Wir will in Jaiko lachen, ich lachaste schon tamer an Jaiko, wie ich so gut, wie aus dem Zahn in der Dach. Aber die Woche hier, nicht why, because one does not handle a course with two hands, only with one hand. Mach ich nicht, aber die Woche hier, nicht hier, die Benzio, wie komma, es sei wohl mit dir und mit Mann, aber die, sie kommen echt von der Dachas, wenn du mit der Benzio, aber gab dann wieder ein Stück noch, wie ich gesagt, nicht die Wache stehen, also wie ich verstehe, und wie ich mit dir noch gesehen noch, wo ich höchst so mich in die Küche, ich habe es aber am Matsche, und da habe ich mit dir, weil ich mir immer gesagt, ich habe mich wieder. Na, wo es okay ist, wenn ich es nicht ist. So, if the pshat, if the hiyum of the kile is because of the kiyum, since kach humo, and it has all the humres of tas, so then, so from the point, so mele, for the mere possibility of the kile, so it should be mechul. Masheikin, if the hiyum of the kile is for the purpose of preventing to mele ichlin, so that's only shayach if it's a vada. But if it's a mere possibility, not. But, so that's all right, they call it Tezis Pshat. But they call it the Kuntras Pshat, that it has the Chumra of Pas, Srach Tumen, Nikius. So it's not only if it is certain. For the mere possibility, so we have to be Tezis Mishum Srach Tumen, and Mishum Nikius. All right, I mean, of course, that is no Asoge against against the Kuntras. Ufizendra. So Melech Oteisle has established the point that Nitilas Yodayim Lidobo Shetibule Bimashke is not because of Srach Kume, and it's not because of the cues of the Asmachtus Kaddish Restadeshim or Yonot Hashid Ramayim, but it was Mechuyev. He was Mechuyev to do it Bizman Chazal when Jews were named Vital Vitume in order to prevent a vadoyes contamination of the yichud, of the mashke. Only if it's a vadoyes. Otherwise not. So in other words, so that is an isa. It's not a mitzvah. So even if it's man chazal, it was only an isa. An isa, if it's a vadai, that is going to be mitame, the mashke which had to be used by those who were Nisa Vitare, so mainly there was a Nisa Rabbah. But a mitzvah it never was. There was never a Kima mitzvah. Even Bisman Chazal it was only involved in Nisa. But not Srach Trum, another Nisa. A Nisa to be Mitame, Eichlin, and Mashke, Bivadoes. Bisman, when Jews were Zoya Vitare with him. But a Kima mitzvah there never was. So Tainsres is mashma, Tainsres is as follows. That the Brochen, it never required. Even Bisman Akanoi, when everybody was only a bit to maybe Tame, so it did not require a Brochen. Because then it was only Osir, because of an Isir, to be Mitame, Echlin with Mashkim, that were commonly used by Echlin Mitame. Echlin Mitame. Whether they were used by Tehanim or by Israeli, but Bisman Chazal, so even Israeli was Zoya to eat Bitar. So then it was Osir to be Mitame Ichul or Mashkin that were commonly used. That's an Isir. But Brochet there wasn't. But now the Isir doesn't apply either. So you don't even have to be Nicholas yet. We cast on a Makla until the Kodesh Vigus and here, the Nivorah is in Israel. In the world, it's even Bisman Chazal, even Bisman Tanoim, it was. Even like Ocha Mitzvah Shmiya, it was Bezom Aroch. So far he has reference to Zman Chazal. So then it was a requirement, but it Nisa Grede, not a Kiva Mitzvah. So there is no Brach. Because Kanan, there is nothing, I mean, neither a Mitzvah nor a Nisa. So certainly so it's a Brach. Because Kanan, Sheyum Nizor Nutam Isat Veinu, Umelech Lechut Mei, Yom Yisrich Lechut Mei, ואם בורך, הרי זה מבורך ברוך על התולה, ובכל סדורים כסיף שצורך, ובכל סדורים כסיף שצורך, על המקילה לבורך, ואימירה, כי פעם יש. לא, יש. So that's the issue. So the issue is that we don't have to be able to say it all together. But now, בזמן הזה, but בזמן חזר, when they were Zoya, מתארו ותומה, so they had to be able to say it all, but מצד ניסה, not the ניסה of Srach Tumeh, but an Israel of being mitame, Eichlin and Mashkin, that are commonly used. And then we didn't have to make it hard. Now, but the Arishayim will say that it has all the chumres of Pas, Nashrachtene, Nikius, Tadishim, Kedeshi. So, Vyelov Lashid of Amari, so Mele, it requires a Broch. However, they are Rishenimi who hold that even Bizman Azeh, we have to be Neitel, even Bizman Azeh, we have to be Neitel, but that's Rabbi Yeruchet. One Moshe Rabbi Yeruchet, Bis Yosef mentioned it. It's Rishon Nochet. So he says that even Bizman Azeh, we have to be Neitel, Yodayim, Litobo Oshet, Tibule Bimashke, but it broke him out. Now, so there are some Rishenim who say that we have to be Neitel and the Brochenat because of the Sofik. Because of the Sofik. So it's Sofik Brochas Lo. In other words, because the Rishenim who say you don't even have to be Neitel. The Rishenim you have to be Neitel and make a Brochen. So in many ways, since it's a Sofik, so we are Neitel and we don't make a Brochen. That's the Psak of the Mechaber. Mechaber and Ramon. That we have to be Neitel, but no Brochen. But the Mechaber passes that we have to be Neitel and no Brochen because of Sofik. Mashein Keil. Teis Reshiti Reis. That even Bizman Chazal, when we had to make tail, but the Brocha we didn't have to make. And Rabbi Yeruche mentions the Shite that even Bizman Azeh we have to make tail. We have to make tail because we got to make tail, but the Brocha not. Why? Because the Chachomim were misaking Bizman Abayis that you have to make tail because of an Isaiah. So Mimele, that I couldn't remain, even though now the time is not yet. All right. Ve'yomar Akon, lo'imishe inish, more b'charizis. Dilme agav choni v'tavlin mivakele le'mohore, u'binen ta'amore v'lek. So once, two, he has to immerse the Hazeres completely, to plunge it completely in the charizis. But he shouldn't let it stay there for a long time. Because if he does, so the sweetness of the spices, so we neutralize the tamor. Ubinu tamor like now the tamor is the integral part of the meat. Abra Rafchizda Rabone Uk. So Rafchizda worked with, he brought Rabone Uk and Vidorash. So he brought him to a certain place and there it is. Not a lot of the Tibur Rishe, not a lot of the Tibur Rishe. Later on the Tilshay. I mean, this is what we do. We wash at the beginning of the Seder, after Kiddush, before we eat Karpas. So we wash. Because of Tovo Shetibule Bimashke. And then, now we wash and we don't say Broch. So that's in conformity to the Psak of Shachloch, Hismikuf Nechet. Because it's Isof. So we should do that the whole year. But the whole year, we're not machmir, no way. Very few are machmir. They hold here to wash their hands for Dova Shetzibule Mash. Dova Shetzibule Mash. So all the Nisikeli raise the question, why is it that we are making a whole year and Pesach night? But anyway, so even though Pesach night we wash before the Tibur Shein, so then before the Tibur Shein, after the second course, we also wash. So not a little bit of Hishin, it's a little bit of Hishin. So what is the mention? Why? Because of the Tibur. Because you'll have to be mutabel.